bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Jess, now you've got little legs.
Hey, they are perfectly proportioned to the rest of my body.
James, you've got little legs.
Oh, I guess kind of, yeah.
Yeah, James is stumpy.
I've actually probably got longer legs than both of you, to be honest.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you recline your seats?
Absolutely.
On a plane?
On a plane.
Yeah, there's an etiquette to it, for sure.
I don't do it all at once. I do it very sneakily throughout the flight.
Okay, well, Grant Hackett has come into some trouble.
Some hot water.
Swimming pun.
Where were you on that one? Front page of the paper.
I think it says in too deep. Oh. Grant Hackett is in too deep once again to do with some seat reclining.
Oh, I just love that nipple crimping is part of this.
Nipple cripple. All you need to know is there's a bit of nip crip. Allegedly, there's a nip crip involved. What happened? Listen to this. You're on the Triple Threat podcast.
See, I was very busy yesterday, and I'm so upset that I've missed out on a story that involves nipple tweaking. Like, that's the main reason why I'm upset.
Nipple cripple.
Yes.
Nip creep.
So, give us a rundown, Jess. What exactly happened yesterday, quickly, in 25 words or less?
Grant Hackett caught a flight, was inebriated, somebody put their chair back, and nipples were touched.
I don't think he just put the chair back and then straight away he went and grabbed his nipples.
I'm not sure of the timeline in between the chair going back and the nipple being tweaked. But, yeah, like, to be honest, anytime somebody puts their chair back in front of you, it's a pretty fiery red-hot reaction starts to burn inside your stomach.
What? No, that's what the chairs are for. They recline for a reason. Just put them up during eating sessions.
Okay, well, first off, let's point out that this was in business class.
So there's plenty of space anyway.
So you're... I feel like...
I couldn't tell because I've never been in business class.
I don't know either,
please
to be honest.
Me in.
I'm no budget airlines. But
I got an upgrade once.
And so I assume that there'd be a lot more room in business class.
Absolutely. Right? You can lay down in business. Well, probably not
well,
on a domestic
probably not
flight.
On a flight to... It was Melbourne to Adelaide to Melbourne.
It was an hour flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I assume that there were lots of words said before. Like, people don't just reach in and grab a nipple willy-nilly.
Well, I don't know. I love how the...
use of willy-nilly, by the way.
Not that I'm having a go at the victim here, but he says in today's Herald Sun, I can still feel his hands groping. I still feel violated. My nipple still hurts. My chest hurts.
Whoa.
Sounds like a Saturday night for me.
That must have been quite a hard nipple twist.
James is going to be putting his seat back every time he gets on a plane now.
In the hope that he finally gets
turns around, it's like, nope, Grant's not behind me again.
No nipple tweaking today.
Look, the truth is probably somewhere in between all of this, but you can't help but think Grant is, as soon as it seems like he's back on track, something steers him off again, doesn't it?
Oh.
Didn't he just get signed up as a reporter for something or a commentator or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was one.
The supervillain, the purple nurple, maybe, but that's about it.
And that's what they're saying, that he's been signed up as a commentator, is finally back on track, and then he grabs someone's nipple.
Well, he says he doesn't have a Stilnox addiction, so that's good. Are you a recliner? Like, is it okay? And I think, amen, recline all you like, just not during meals. That's what they're there for.
Because if you recline during meals, the meal ends up pretty much like at your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's too much in your lap. We are talking whether you can recline your seat or not here on the Triple Threat. Because Grant Hackett, if you have been living under a rock like I have over the last 48 hours, had someone recline their seat on him. He tweaked his nipple. People got upset. His nipples are still
sore.
It's
a nipple gate, people.
Nipple gate. I say, recline away, people. Recline away. Relax. You're on a flight. Just don't do it during meal times. But you two do not agree with me.
Decline the recline, I say. I just think that... Bit slow on the buzzer, but all right. You've slowly got to do it. You can't go all the way back in one hit. You've almost got to do it so slowly that they don't notice the person behind you.
Absolutely. You don't go all back at once.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And there's always that person that as soon as the seatbelt sign goes off, it's just boom, straight back.
Yeah. Those people are the worst.
And I have felt the urge to nipple cripple before, so I can understand Grant's plight, okay? And he's 6'7". I'm 5'7", so I've got a lot more room than he would anyway. It probably evens out in business slash coach, but...
Okay, so yeah, that's a good point though. Like being in business, surely he would have had more leg room.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I guess he has big legs.
Know what they say.
He's a good swimmer.
Yes. It's a bit of a tricky one because I hate when people recline their seat in front of me. I hate it. Put your seat up. Put your bloody seat up. But then saying that, I love to recline.
Oh!
So what
I'm hypocrite!
And I'm always really like, I like to just check behind me before I recline because if it is someone really big, I probably won't do it.
Big or tall?
Tall.
Right.
Very tall. It's a really, yeah, I don't know. But if I was in business, that's why you pay.
Yeah.
Recline away.
That actually, you say that. I think that's a very, very good point, which I hadn't thought of before. They're paying to be able to recline and do what you want. Just
absolutely.
You're not expecting a nipple cripple when you recline in business. So,
if I knew this was a thing, I'd be reclining a lot more often.
You'd be in the economy reclining like crazy, just hoping for a reaction.
Just getting a little bit of action on the plane.
Keep this in mind next time.
Oh, I feel ill. Sounds
you
horrible.
Would never need to recline.
Mate, why?
Because you're short.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.